Hello, Internet, and welcome to another episode of All My Issues. In this episode, episode number 60, we talk about the one of the bigger trailers coming out, Avengers Endgame. Oh, yeah, we talk about some of the theories that we have about it. We also talk about Bumblebee, Captain Marvel, a little film by James Gunn that's coming out called Brightburn, and we randomly talk about Quantum Leap fan fiction and reminisce about some short-lived 80s TV shows. So, without further ado, let's get started.
I'm Sam.
I'm Chris.
All right, today we've got an update on some trailers and whatnot, I guess.
Yeah.
So first off, first impressions, I guess, of the Hellboy trailer.
Not what I expected.
Not what I expected either.
I'm reserving judgment for now, but I was promised a darker Hellboy, and yeah, this seemed more like a lighthearted superhero romp.
Yeah, I almost felt like watching it. It seemed like a made for TV,
yeah,
adaptation of the Hellboy with Ron Perlman. and saying that, it doesn't look very good to me.
Yeah,
and I'm gonna try to, you know, I like Hellboy. I'm going to try to reserve my judgment too.
The thing was, I didn't dislike what I saw of David Harbour as Hellboy.
No, I didn't either. I guess there wasn't anything that, like, you know, when I saw the first Hellboy trailer with Ron Perlman, I was like, man, I can't wait to go see that movie.
Yeah.
This did not leave me with that feeling, really.
No.
It left me more with a feeling where, man, I wish they made a Hellboy 3 with Ron Perlman.
Yeah, that is for sure.
But,
and it might just be that I'm a Guillermo del Toro fanboy.
That could be too. Yeah. Because he made those movies.
Yeah.
What they were, really. Without his vision, I don't know if it would have been as good.
Right.
But
I think David Harbour, I mean, he looks like Hellboy.
Yeah, he does.
And from what I've seen in the trailer, I mean, he's pulling off the kind of the attitude of Hellboy.
I don't think there's anything wrong with him as Hellboy. If it can't be Ron Perlman, right, I'm okay with it being him.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
I think they want to. I think maybe the people who made the trailer was maybe taking a lesson from the film that we shall not name with the initials BBS.
Mm.
And maybe they were trying to make it a little bit lighter and see how it goes, because it seems like the recent trailers have been more lighter hearted than dark. And maybe they want people to be surprised, but I can see where you guys are going at, because you're like, is this just going to be, I see where you guys have that feeling of, is this just going to be like a comedy thing, or is it actually going to be dark, an actual Hellboy movie like the first one? Because
I was totally cool with like the tone of like the first two Hellboy movies, I thought, because they weren't really, I mean, they weren't comedic in the sense where they were comedies, but there were comedic elements to it.
I personally, but
there's nothing funny about singing Barry Manilow while drunk. That is just no, that was, there was comedic moment. It's not, it wasn't that it was, I guess, just the story of Hellboy, I don't feel like lends itself to a 3-minute trailer that is just like one liner after one liner,
which is
I think what we got. And I'm hoping that what they've just done is the people put together the trailer, put together a trailer trying to get those Marvel fans to come.
Yeah.
But there was nothing in that filled me with wonder of piqued my interest compared to the other ones.
And
they're going to be compared to the other ones. So.
Yeah, right. You can't escape that, I don't think, either. I'm still going to keep my eyes on it because I want to see it because I like Hellboy.
It's not that I won't see it. It's just a question of whether or not I'll go see it in the theater or not.
Right.
Right now, the first trailer didn't make me want to go see it in the theater.
Right.
Yeah. This just popped in my head for some random weird reason. Also, did you guys see anything about the Sonic, the Hedgehog trailer? Have you guys seen any of that?
Seen the poster, but I have not seen
the
trailer.
Isn't
Chris Pratt in it?
I'm not really sure. I mean, it's not, and I shouldn't call it a trailer is maybe a bit of a stretch. It's more or less a silhouette of Sonic running, and you see him pop up there and. The internet went crazy about it. I don't know if you guys saw that. There were many people were just angry at the whole thing in general.
Yeah.
Because the Sonic, like his proportions, like his body itself, it's like he's buff Sonic. Like he's really muscular. It's kind of a little bit.
That's what the internet got angry at this week.
I think so. Yeah. This week it was the Sonic.
So it's
Sonic
like
trailer. Yeah.
Is it like the live action, like what Woody Woodpecker was, like animated?
I know it's supposed to be live action, so that's that's going to be like.
Here's the thing. I mean, realistically, I don't. What year did the first Sonic come out? Sega Genesis?
Yeah. So
90.
80,
bro. I owned a Sega Genesis. Or was it the original Sega Masters?
No, it was Sega Genesis.
Maybe it was Sega Genesis. Yeah.
No. I don't know what year the Sega Genesis came out. I had a Sega Genesis. That would have been.
Got Ultra Beast.
Yeah, Ultra Beast came.
I remember Ultra Beast was the one that I was like excited about.
But I actually had a Sega Master System first, and then my family, for whatever reason, decided not to go the Nintendo route at the time. I was always doing the Sega stuff, but you would think I would be prime audience for the nostalgia of Sonic the Hedgehog, and I.
There
is zero interest in seeing this.
I can understand that.
I owned the game. I
played 91.
Okay, yeah.
So, I mean, not childhood necessarily for me.
Yeah.
High school.
Yeah. I can see, you know, to me that looks like the, like the Super Mario Brothers live action movie that they had with,
speaking of movies that should not be named.
Right. Named. I mean, that movie
was terrible.
Yeah. And you think there'd be a lot of lessons to be learned from that. You know, maybe
is
not
Bob Hoskins playing Sonic.
He might be. For all I know, that's quite possible. But I don't know. I'm thinking maybe still make a live Mac.
Yeah, he's dead.
He's dead. Oh, yeah. So he's not playing anything right now.
No. Dead.
Yeah.
He's playing dead.
Oof. No offense to Bob Hoskins' family here.
That just went dark.
Like his vision. Why am I doing this?
It just seems like maybe not make a live action Sonic movie. Maybe just make an animated one. You know,
I have no interest in seeing the further adventures of Sonic whatsoever. So,
yeah.
Actually, like the one, I think it was in 95, it aired from September 93 to 95. It was like a more darker Sonic the Hedgehog.
The Shadow?
No. As far as like the theme, because like the first cartoon of Sonic the Hedgehog was just like a kiddie cartoon and Jaleel White was Sonic, the voice of Sonic.
Really?
Yeah. Steve Urkel was the voice of Sonic.
Really? Did he do that?
Yeah. That is correct.
Sorry.
Not that one, but the one, like I say, it came out in 93, which was much more like, it was still kiddie, but it was much more darker. And it was like, believe, kind of like, okay, this is a, you won't get beat up for watching this. If you're in middle school.
Okay, I got kind you.
Of.
Got
so
you.
I think if they did something like that, then I think it would be more appealing for the generation nowadays. You can't have the Woody Woodpecker effect or the Kangaroo Jack effect where it's just...
Yeah. I don't know. They've done some weird things with Sonic, I think, like, at times. You know, it seems like now, like, Sega's just kind of steering the ship a little bit back in the right direction, but this movie might just knock it off course again. Because
did I hear somewhere they're planning on doing another video game system?
They brought back old PlayStation.
I know they brought back like
No, I heard they're possibly who knows, it could have been a wild fever dream. I don't know,
because I think Nintendo owns or at least owns Sonic.
Yeah,
because they've had Sonic in a bunch of their games.
Sonic versus Mario. And
Sonic versus, yeah.
Is he in Smash Bros.?
He's in Smash Bros. Yeah. In fact, he makes like a, in the Smash Bros. For the Wii, he makes like a big, huge appearance at the end of like the story that they have there. And he's kind of like helps save the day in some regard, you know. But that game's awesome. That's my first introduction to Smash Bros. And I was like, oh, that game was so awesome. But I don't know. It's kind of weird what they're doing with that character. Because even the Shadow the Hedgehog thing, I don't know if you guys have...
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
No, Shadow, I know. Like, Knuckles. Sonic and Knuckles was like my game.
Yeah. Those were cool.
Yeah.
But Shadow, it's like they kind of went this weird direction where they made him almost R-rated. Because he's like swearing in the game.
Yeah.
He has guns.
Yeah.
And
he's dark.
Yeah, and it's just kind of weird. Just a weird, you know, just, I don't know why. I don't know. But that's a whole other issue, if you will. But
the Sonic issue.
The Sonic
Sega issue. Shared during last week's, this was in April, last week's Sega Fest, that it's interested in making a next-gen console.
Wow.
Yeah. So there you
go. Potentially the Dreamcast 2.
Interesting.
After 18 years of not having a console.
I'm still a PS, you know, PS guy, but...
Oh, yeah.
Sega was the jam.
Yeah, see, I was much more of a Nintendo person, but I would always go over my friends that had Segas, Sega Genesis, to play, like, Altered Beast.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, that was always whenever I go over their house, I'm like, hey, let's play Altered Beast.
Because there's Altered Beast, and there was one where this guy had this big gun and he could fly.
Space Harrier.
That's Space Harrier. Yeah, I knew it.
Space Harrier was amazing.
Space Harrier 2.
Yep, Space Harrier.
Yep. Oh my gosh. And what's great was, is because you were always running and it was always a pattern, after you played it for hours, you'd look up at the wall and everything would move. Yeah. it was
Space Harrier.
Yep.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
Yeah.
And I had Phantasy Star 1 and Phantasy Star 2.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And those were fun little role-playing games. And I can't remember. I had Rocky for the original PlayStation.
Oh, I remember that game.
It was too good. Yeah. I actually called the Sega helpline to ask them how. Like, if I said, I can't beat Drago. And they were like, well, can you hit the, you know, the boxing bag? Like, I mean, they said like 4 times per second. I was like, no. They went, we'll figure out how to do that and you'll beat Drago. And I went, okay. So I created a different way of holding the controller that got me to where I could hit it ridiculously fast.
Oh, man.
And he became like easy. Like,
interesting. See?
Back in the day.
You need to make a YouTube video of this, Chris, and we'll post it.
Back in the day, we had some books.
You put your thumbs here, and you shake the controller. So
you like rock it, kind of, a little bit. Interesting. Mm-hmm.
So if there's ever a button mashing game that requires speed, I can usually beat everybody.
That's so interesting. Interesting technique. Yeah. I like that. Yeah. Because didn't they have like... Buster Douglas's knockout or something like that. Wasn't there something like that? Because I kind of remember, like,
there was a Buster Douglas game.
That was Genesis, wasn't it? Because
because
it was like right after he beat Tyson, and it was like, oh, he's going to be the next great heavyweight champion, and
he was for like 4 minutes. Gosh, what else is? Well, Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, that's right. Mortal Kombat. Yeah.
There was Time Killers. Is Time Killers Sega? Because it was, I think Time Killers was Sega. It was like they had different warriors from different times, like a caveman. They had a dude with like from the future, a knight or something like that.
Huh. Never played them.
There's Killer Instinct.
I remember Killer Instinct, yeah. That's actually what I was kind of thinking of when you said Time Killers. I'm like,
but there's one called Time Killers.
Huh.
There was a Spider-Man game for the Genesis.
Yeah, I do vaguely recall that too. Yeah.
Not bragging, but I did finish top 10 in the country for the fastest.
What?
I got sent a t-shirt.
For top 10, you get a t-shirt.
I know it wasn't number one because they got a Marvel Masterworks book, but I did not. So. But I got that I believe was promptly washed with something red and became a pink shirt.
Oh, that's a tragic story.
Yeah. I think I still have it someplace.
Man. Yeah, that would be a thing I would keep. That's pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something you could maybe send into like the Twin Galaxies.
What's awesome is in order to, send in your score, you had to take a Polaroid of your screen.
Is it on Twin Galaxies site?
Huh?
Is it on Twin Galaxies thing?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, have you seen King of Kong, right? The documentary?
I've not seen it. I know
it exists. Oh my gosh. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you need to see that.
I've seen scenes from it. Wasn't there like a Pac-Man dude too that he hated?
Yeah, because it's Billy Mitchell is the Pac-Man guy.
Yeah.
And he was the guy that movie is really, it's so good. It's better than it has any right to be, really, because it's a documentary about video game players that you just need to watch it because it is really good. But where was I going with this? Oh, yeah, because Twin Galaxies, they're like the caretakers of high scores on video games.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so you go there and they have different consoles.
Well, it wasn't a score. It was actually how fast you could beat the game.
Oh, okay. But they do that, too. Yeah, I think they have speed runs on there, too, as well. Because the Billy Mitchell, he was the first person to actually complete Pac-Man flawlessly without losing any lives, getting every extra
power and stuff. Is that the dude that they have accused of cheating?
Yes. And in fact, I guess there's still kind of things where that's up in the air. But I guess he's kind of got this whole new thing where he's going around and he's trying to reproduce his scores on a legit box. Because I guess the big thing was that he was playing them on MAME, which could be altered. To make it easier to play the game.
Okay.
And in order to make the scores legit, you have to do it on the original hardware.
Got it.
So, and that's what he's kind of doing now.
Okay.
So, but like the last time I checked, like because the two guys, in the King of Kong documentary, Steve Wiebe and Billy Mitchell. So those are like the two guys that are going head to head. And everybody's kind of rooting for the underdog, Steve Wiebe, because it starts out where the guy lost his job. So like what he was doing while he was looking for another job was just playing Donkey Kong. And he was always kind of good at Donkey Kong. So he just happened to go look and see what the high score for Donkey Kong was. And he kept getting closer and closer to it. And he's like, I think I might be able to do this. So then I'm not going to ruin it for you because that's the whole reason to watch it. But but both of their scores, like the high scores now are like ridiculously higher. Yeah. So
Pixel is now a documentary?
It's very close to being a documentary. very close. But that Billy Mitchell guy is he is something else. Yeah. He has like his own wing sauce or something, doesn't he? I think there's some weird thing like that where he's got and that's what he did after, having the record of Pac-Man and the record for Donkey Kong for a while.
Wow.
Because he did that. So, but yeah, that was a real weird tangent we just went. Right. Yeah. I don't
know. So Hellboy.
Yeah, so Hellboy. Yeah, so Hellboy. Back to that. Like, what? Hellboy. We're going to keep our eyes on it, I guess, and kind of go from there.
Right.
Captain Marvel.
The second trailer.
Trailer two.
I thought the first trailer was much better.
Yeah.
Not to be a Debbie Downer here. Yeah.
Really? Did he really?
Much better. Like, not even close.
Wow.
Didn't make me excited. It made me
less excited.
I wouldn't say less excited. It didn't add anything as far it to make me want to go see it. The first one.
Yeah.
Piqued my interest. This one.
Oh, she has a helmet that makes her hair look like a mohawk. Yay! That's about it.
Yeah.
Oh.
I guess I can see where you guys are coming from.
Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah.
Well, good. We're right. That's why. It didn't show much. I mean, it didn't really show much that we hadn't already seen. And the stuff that it did wasn't like, oh, hey.
I think the only thing maybe Nick Fury's love cats. And it makes me wonder if that's how he loses his eye. It makes me wonder if, you know, because the cat scratches him in the trailer.
Cat scratch fever.
Ted Nugent.
Shoots him with an arrow.
Right in the eye.
We've solved the mystery.
That's it.
This is America.
Listen to this now, Internet. This is our prediction.
Captain Marvel predictions.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it made me any more excited. It's probably about the same. I can see, like, where guys are coming from with it. In fact, the blockbuster scene that's in the first trailer was kind of like a nice nostalgia hit.
Right.
This one didn't have that, no. I don't think.
But, no. I just had more of her slapping the old lady on the subway.
Yeah.
Which I'm good with.
Yeah, exactly.
It's been a while since I watched this one, but you saw a little bit more of the Skrulls, right?
Mm-hmm. In fact, the old lady, they kind of clear up the whole thing, I think, where they definitely say it's a Skrull. Right. She does some weird something like that.
Acrobatic, and they start fighting on the subway, yeah.
Yeah, so you know it's not just an old lady that Captain Marvel randomly went up to and punched.
Right.
So...
Or she's not Skrull.
Yeah.
I mean, but here's the thing. Marvel has earned a level of trust.
Yes, yeah.
So, even though the trailer didn't do much for me, they'll still...
Yeah. They'll get my money.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can see that.
But for me, I think I just feel less enthused about Captain Marvel.
Really?
Yeah.
Captain Marvel's been a character I've never been, like, super excited about, but I've always,
I haven't read a whole bunch of things with female Captain Marvel in it, I mean, honestly, and the Captain Marvel that I remember died of cancer, while chasing around Thanos in his dreams. So, I mean, it's...
yeah.
I mean, I've always, like, known her as, you know, as Miss Marvel. Her and Rogue's relationship that was always like, because for the most part she was always like, she was basically in a coma for most of like the 80s early 90s
because of their contact between Rogue and they never really explained why Rogue kept her powers, right?
She that was the longest Rogue has ever hung on to somebody.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because the first time Rogue, like, you see Rogue, she basically kicks the crap out of the Avengers.
Okay.
Like, she beats them all. And then when her and Captain Marvel, Miss Marvel go at it, she holds her onto it for a really, really, really long time. And the fact that Miss Marvel didn't die, but she was in a coma for several years.
Yeah. Because I do remember that her being, like, out of the picture for quite some time. Yeah.
Is it wrong that I'm slightly almost more excited for the other type of Captain Marvel movie, the Shazam trailer?
Yeah, well, I don't know if it's wrong.
It is interesting because seeing the Shazam trailer and then seeing the Aquaman trailer, I'm like, I'm excited for the Aquaman trailer, and the Shazam one was good, yeah. But it's kind of like, if Aquaman is so good,
yeah.
I hope Shazam is good too.
It's just as good, yeah.
Because
yeah.
when it was just like Shazam, was like, oh, this is gonna be great. But then when Aquaman came, I was like, oh,
yeah.
Aquaman looks like a different level. They look like completely two different types of movies, though.
Right?
Yeah, but good in like two different ways.
Different ways, you know? And like, I'm just like, I'm like, oh,
Shazam reminds me of Big.
Yeah, yeah, but with superpowers. Like,
yeah.
It seems
just fun. It seems like a fun little movie.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, I can see that.
I can see that.
And Aquaman
looks...
It looks... I mean,
it looks good.
Yeah. It does look good. I'm just happy. Yeah. I'm happy that Black Manta's in it. I'm happy that they made his helmet...
ridiculous.
Yeah, just that's like just,
that's the way I wanted it.
That's the way yeah, I was yeah, like...
Yeah, exactly.
Yo, exactly. I was like... That's how it is in the comics, and yep. it looks like feasible.
Yep.
I was like, okay.
It looks the way it should.
It looks the way it should.
Now I hope his voice is on par too. Like it should have that weird.
I hope it sounds just like Bane.
Oh man. Or it's so echoey that you can't understand what he's saying.
Yeah,
but, something like that.
I hope it sounds like Merman from Masters of the Universe.
You know what? Strangely, I would be okay with that. I would be okay with that, I think. I don't know. I might be all right.
Merman. Merman, Dad.
Merman.
Merman.
But no, I'm kind of excited about Aquaman, actually.
I am too.
I never thought I'd say those words.
Speaking of things I never thought I'd say, I'm excited for Bumblebee.
Oh, that too. That is very true, too.
That is...
Yeah.
I never thought I'd be excited for a Transformers movie again.
The only thing I hope he talks. I hope it's not this... No.
No, he doesn't talk.
No, he won't talk.
Man, see, yeah.
Well, they can't, because he still didn't have his voice... when they found him as a Camaro.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But I would rather they just start pretending those later movies don't exist do a whole bunch of 80s movies.
That's what I would like to see.
Well, I think they basically already kind of connected them already.
They did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is too bad.
Because someone was like, oh, no, this is different. This has nothing to do with... Michael Bay's. I'm like, they already said it did. They already, it's already.
That's too bad though. Cause Shockwave in it. You see Shockwave
in it.
You're like, oh my god, like Shockwave. Like,
and that was the thing when the original Michael Bay's came out. I was like, no one cared about Bumblebee being Camaro. We wanted him to be a Volkswagen. That's what we wanted.
Right,
that was
right. Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Like you could have made like Cheetor or something like that. The Camaro. I'm like, nobody wanted that.
No.
No. And actually I loved the Camaro, but I didn't like the fact that it was a Transformer.
Yeah.
Like no, I loved the look of the Camaro enough to buy one.
Right. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Right. But
yeah, but.
But then I had to hear for 4 years, oh, you got Bumblebee. I'm like, no. I got Cliff Jumper.
Right. Yeah, why didn't they make a Cliff Jumper?
I don't know. But is Starscream in it?
He is. I think so.
Okay. Yeah, he is.
And he looks like Starscream.
He looks like
Starscream. Which is more exciting.
Because technically, wasn't Starscream in the first Michael Bay Transformers?
Yes. Yeah. Horribly, though.
Horribly.
Yeah.
And then Cybertronian weird talking.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just terrible.
Yeah. Yeah, that's... Yeah. That's why I was kind of hoping it was just going to kind of do away with...
I'm hoping it was a soft reboot that starts out loosely related, and then eventually they forget about it and just give me nothing but...
Maybe they can play with the... time. I don't know.
You know what? F this. You know what I want?
Just start.
I want Decepticons mining Energon.
Right.
That's what I want. Right. I don't want Maps to the Universe. I don't want whatever. I just want.
Yes. Yeah.
I want.
I that's what I would like to have happen to.
I want them trying to steal our energy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I mean, why not, right?
And Hot Rod shows up.
It's Hot Rod!
Which, by the way, I showed him that they're releasing old school Transformers, G1 Transformers in the old boxes.
Oh,
yeah.
I had Optimus when I was little. And then I had Rodimus Prime. I had Blur. And I had Wheelie. Those were my Transformers that I could remember.
I had all those, but I never got Optimus. Never
did. Optimus was my first one. I got it for Christmas.
I could embarrass you, myself right now.
Go ahead.
Transformers that I owned.
Yeah.
Optimus Prime. Ironhide.
Classic, yeah.
Bumblebee. Yeah. Cliff Jumper. I'm just remembering. Omega Supreme, Megatron, Starscream. I think Starscream was the only jet I had. I had 5 of the 6 Constructicons, and the fact I could never find the 6th one
killed me.
Because I always ended up with a 1-legged Devastator.
Yeah, I had all the Constructicons. I had a lot of Transformers, but for whatever reason, I could never find Optimus Prime when I had money to get Optimus Prime. I never got him.
What was the yellow Lamborghini was the first one I bought. Was that Sunbreaker or Sunstreaker?
Sunstreak. Yeah. I think.
And then there was a red
Lamborghini.
Sideswipe. They were twins. Yeah. Sideswipe, those two were twins.
I got him eventually.
Yeah. Okay. So you had Prowler, the cop car.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I had Prowler.
I had all the Dinobots except for Snarl. Snarl was the only one I never got.
I had
the Triceratops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I had that one. I gave away Swoop.
Okay.
I gave away Swoop. There was a kid in school whose house burnt down and lost most of his stuff, so I gave him a
Transformer. Man, that's nice of you.
That was very nice of you.
Yeah. Well, no, not really. I mean, I used to beat him up, so I felt no, I didn't really. Gosh, I don't remember. I had a lot of Transformers and G.I. Joe, because when I would collect something, that would be the only thing I got.
Yeah, that's
kind of... I had a brother and sister who were older than me, and they would buy me stuff from that. G.I. Joe and Transformers was a good long while. I had Master of the Universe, I had some.
Yeah. I had a lot. There was a while when I kind of focused on Masters of the Universe for a long time, too. I had a lot of those. I had a lot of G.I. Joe stuff.
My parents, I think, would find the stuff after it went on clearance a lot of the times, too.
Yeah.
Which is how I ended up with the USS flag.
Yeah, that is crazy because, man, that just makes me very jealous of you.
Well,
that is like the toy of like.
It's the most amazing toy ever that they got for like $50.
They only paid $50 for it.
Because
what?
People didn't buy it.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a 7.5-foot long aircraft.
Right. That thing was huge.
Yeah. I mean, where you could act. Yeah, dude.
That thing was huge. Yeah. Like, and once it was together, it was like, it came apart into 4 parts. Great.
Like, where are you going to store it? Yeah.
When I played with my G.I. Joes, I always played with them upstairs, but I didn't have room for that thing in my room, so I had to play with it in the basement.
Oh, yeah. I could see that, yeah.
I think the other thing I collected was the Ninja Turtles, because I had the Foot Soldiers, I had all 4 Turtles, I had Splinter, I had April O'Neil. I never had Shredder, but I had, like, Bebop and Rocksteady.
Yeah.
But.
That's awesome.
Miss my G.I. Joes and Transformers. I wish I had them all back. So they could sit on the shelf and never get played with. I guess that's probably a weird thing to wish I had back. Never mind. I'll take it back.
Oh, man.
So Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel. Yes. Captain Marvel. Another strange segue into our childhood. Yeah. All right. Well, I guess we'll go to the next trailer, I guess. Right? Right?
Yeah.
Avengers Endgame.
Wow.
I guess the biggest question I have after watching that trailer is why didn't we expect it to be named Endgame all along?
Yes.
Because it's the one that makes the most sense.
It does. Everyone kept referring to it as Infinity War Part 2 or whatever.
Yeah, or they'd say, I bet it's going to be Avengers Annihilation or whatever.
Yeah.
Or Disassemble.
Yeah.
Avengers Disassemble.
But Endgame makes
Well, maybe I think we were just, you know, things that have been declared in games before, we have been disappointed.
Well, and there was always rumors too where the title will give away
right
the movie, and I'm like, okay, well, I guess it does in a way, but I mean,
but does it?
Does yeah, it really?
Exactly, you know. So,
so
I don't know.
I was hoping they'd just call it Infinity Gauntlet.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of waiting for too, or just even, you know,
Infinity Crusade. I was like, oh, look at that.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't know. The but everybody, the trailer makes it look kind of bleak for our heroes.
Yeah.
How do you think Tony Stark gets back? Do you think he gets back? Does he?
I say there are two leading possibilities in my mind.
Okay.
One.
All right.
We just talked about
Captain Marvel.
Yeah. Right. He's sending out his distress signal or whatever.
Captain
Marvel is going to be headed towards Earth, and then. You know, movies, space is such a small place that you happen to run into people.
Right. Accidentally.
But, and the other thing would, that would be cool would, if What's-Her-Face showed up to
save him
in a suit.
I kind of like that idea. I think that would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
But I could see either one.
But I think they'll do the Captain Marvel.
Yeah, I could see that.
Where's Nebula?
Nebula.
That's what makes me kind of wonder too. They kind of show her a little bit in the trailer, right?
Yeah, they're both on the same ship.
Are they for sure?
Yeah. Okay. So I wonder though, if her, like, you know, her modifications, if you will, are keeping her alive or something. I don't know.
Well, she could be running out of oxygen too.
Yeah,
that's true too. Yeah. Oxygen.
If they run out of fuel and run out of food, they're just going to drift. So
it seems kind of crazy to me though, because that Star-Lord ship, right? Seems like it is.
Yeah, it got damaged.
So, like, what were their plans? Like, did it get damaged?
Yeah, because I thought didn't they like fly it into the fight or something like that, or
I don't know. I don't really remember off the top of my head.
Yeah,
I thought. But you'd think they'd have where I was going with those. You'd think they'd have plans on. You know, they'd have to have food right on it, I guess.
Yeah, but it probably was like
maybe it did get damaged. That makes more sense.
Yeah, I thought for some reason like Rocket or somebody was I don't know.
Well, also, I mean, realistically, couldn't it have been damaged whenever Thanos threw the moon at it?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I think it damaged like the moon or
that would make sense.
Yeah,
yeah, because you wouldn't expect the moon.
No.
Yeah.
You know,
maybe a space station.
Maybe a space station.
No. Well, maybe they might do an old school. Rom just might show up and give him a lift.
Dude,
that would be would be so crazy.
That would be crazy.
What's up? Who are you? I'm Rom.
who owns Rom?
Right.
IDW, I think, is making Rom comics.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Dude, that would have been cool.
Maybe Howard the Duck.
Possibly.
They bought Fox. How about the Star Jammers?
Did you ever? Right. Silver Surfer, even. How cool would that be? That would be.
Or maybe Adam might like
make an appearance.
Make an appearance. Name may not be a big factor, but you know.
Yeah,
I'm Adam.
I mean, there's just and you know, really, like a lot of this, you know, because they kind of did it with the Infinity War trailer. Maybe the stuff they showed us isn't even in the movie.
Yeah.
You know, because they kind of did that before, I guess.
But. Mm-hmm.
Well, they didn't really show anything in this trailer.
No.
I mean, not really.
Yeah, just people.
The biggest surprise is that Ant-Man's alive.
Yeah.
Or out of the thing.
Out of the quantum zone.
Yeah. Or,
and you know that's going to play a role.
Yeah.
It's the time.
Yeah. It'll be interesting. I'm excited about it. Ronan. That was exciting.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty cool.
I mean, I like Ronan. I just...
You want him to be Hawkeye?
And it really doesn't matter because it's like, I mean, there really was no difference. Like when I read the comic and everything,
swords.
He has a sword.
Yeah,
and which, you know, if you
which look, is cooler, if, a sword or an arrow?
Well, it depends because like Merlin from DC uses both, right? Deathstroke uses both.
Yeah,
that's a fair argument.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe his sword can turn into a bow.
This is like, I got a sword too, so now I have more weapons than just my arrows. So.
Nah.
But I think it will. I want to see how the suit looks. The suit looks pretty cool.
I feel
they're probably just gonna. I mean, if he went around shooting people, it looks like he was taking down some sort of gang.
Yeah.
So if he went around in that outfit shooting people with arrows, it'd be like, well, there's only one person I know that can shoot this good.
Right.
Like, aren't you supposed to be on the house arrest?
Yeah. Interesting. And it looks like Cap is in his...
Cap's all cleaned up.
Yeah, and he's in his Winter Soldier...
Yeah, who's going to tell him? Who's going to try to arrest him now?
I know. That's true. I don't know.
It's like, really? Oh, you want to try to arrest me? Yeah, half of the universe is gone.
Exactly.
Well, yeah. If he were playing Grand Theft Auto, he went from a 5-star rating to a 2.5-star with the snap of the fingers.
Yeah, I don't know. With him holding the locket that had Agent Carter in it. Wonder if
you mean the picture of Agent Carter?
Yeah.
Because otherwise, that'd be scary.
That would be. The picture.
This is all that remains.
This is all. Agent Carter. It's your finger.
Even though you were already dead years ago.
Yeah. I'm gonna date your niece or whatever she is.
Yeah. I don't know. So I wonder if that's gonna play a part. I wonder if there'll be time travel shenanigans that involve her.
I've heard that theory.
Yeah.
That the time stone. That's why the thing went all weird is because they gave him a time stone from the past or something.
Yeah.
But I think as people just.
Or a fake time stone or something. I've heard that theory too.
So.
I don't know.
So if that even comes into play where, you know, Cap is put back into the past or whatever, that kind of ruins his, you know, relationship with, you know, the granddaughter or niece or whatever, great niece Sharon, because in Civil War they actually kissed.
Yeah.
So
it's maybe he's gonna go back in time to kiss Jimmy Carter too.
Gotta go back in time, Marty. Your kid. So Cap is making out with everybody in your timeline.
Everyone is named Carter.
Yeah, checking them off the list.
No, Carter, give me a break.
Yeah.
Oh. This is like an 80s themed.
I know, man. That's awesome.
So,
I forgot Nell Carter existed until right now.
Yeah, that's right. What happened to Nell Carter? Is she still alive?
She's still alive. Yeah, she's still alive.
Yeah.
What's she up to?
I don't know. We got to check it out.
We'll have to.
Nell Carter.
IMDb this or something. I guess while you guys look that up.
I'm sorry. No one's going to be interested in this. But hey, speaking of 80s and.
Nell Carter.
Penny Marshall dying.
I saw that. That was.
Who directed Big?
Yes.
We just talked about.
Whoa. Right. Yeah.
Yes, you did.
Yeah. Yeah, I always liked Laverne and Shirley.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always wanted to get, you know, all my shirts to have my first initial of my name.
I always, because were they buddies of the Fonz?
Somehow.
Originally. Okay, yeah. So. Oh, man.
Were they girls first appeared on Happy Days,
right? They first appeared on Happy Days, and they were the... because Happy Days took place in a suburb of Milwaukee, I believe.
Yeah.
And they were the for lack of a better way of saying it, kind of the easy girls that the Fonz knew and brought over, I think, to date Richie or something. Or try to,
right?
And they completely same characters, but not the same characters that they went on to play. And then they gave their own spinoff. Happy Days was the key to a spinoff.
Yeah.
Because...
Yeah.
Joni Loves Chachi.
Yeah.
You had
Happy Days universe.
Yeah, Mork and Mindy. Mork and Mindy,
that's right. Yes. Yeah.
Laverne and Shirley. I feel like there was another one.
So that's like what they spawned three shows.
Then. Three so far.
Three successful shows.
Yeah, three successful.
Oh, and then there was something after Happy Days where the Fonz wasn't in it or something like
that. Wasn't it Happy Days again or something like that?
Yeah.
Was there something? There was like a.
Or Ron Howard wasn't in it, but the Fonz was still in it. It was, yeah.
Maybe, I don't know.
Well, Ron Howard left early.
Yeah.
Because Ted Ganley or whatever his name is. What's the guy's name?
He played Jefferson on...
Yeah, Jefferson on Married with Children.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
McGinley, yeah.
He showed up for a while on the show.
Yes.
Yeah.
That dude has been around.
He has.
He looks basically the same.
Right, yeah. How does that happen?
I don't know.
Revenge of the Nerds.
That's some clean living right there. Yes,
yeah. He's...
Jefferson's was a spinoff of something, too, right?
Jefferson's was All in the Family.
All in the Family, that's right.
Which also had Archie Bunker's Place as a spinoff.
And Ma. Maud.
Maud. And then there's Maud.
There's Maud, yeah.
B. Arthur.
Yep.
Or BW3s for some reason. BW3s.
Maybe that's what the B in BW3 stands for.
Yeah, B. Arthur.
I'll never look at BW3s the same way. Where's B. Arthur at?
And the W is for Betty White. BW, yeah. Part of the Golden Girls with.
Wow. B. Arthur.
The number 23.
And then there could be only one. And that's when Endgame came.
And the Highlander Endgame. Oh! Full circle.
That's right. All right. I don't know. Anything else we want to say about Avengers Endgame? Or?
I mean, after my question is after, you know, he does the snap and everything, he's just chilling on a farm. Like,
yeah.
What else are you going to do?
I guess, you know, he left on a high mark, I guess. I don't know. He just kind of...
Like, so you didn't want to take over the universe? Like his high mark,
I guess.
Well, he didn't want to take over the universe. He just wanted the universe to never have to die. And rather than make more supplies, he just decided to kill half of the living things on
him. Yeah. Instead of making, like, the universe twice as big. More bountiful. Yeah. Or more bountiful. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
Strange.
They did say all living creatures.
Yeah, so that's...
Which means he wiped out puppies, too.
Yeah. Oh.
You killed puppies?
That's just too far, Thanos.
I know.
Too far.
Kill younglings.
I mean, I can't see... Yeah.
All the little bunnies.
Right.
Chipmunks.
Yeah. Just think, like, there's probably 50% less cat videos on the internet.
Yeah.
True. So
the repercussions are just astounding when you think about it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That means they wiped out like half of the cast of your favorite television show.
Right. That's true.
Like, how do you continue on with TV after this?
There was an app to see whether or not you got erased. And I'm happy to say I survived.
I survived.
I think I survived too.
Yes. Yeah. Look at that. So you would still have this podcast.
There you go.
It might be the last piece of entertainment left in the world untouched.
All right.
So our ratings should go through the roof.
Strangely, our ratings went down by 50%.
Yeah. Odd. Oh my. Yeah, I wonder how much of that stuff they're gonna address in the movie.
Yeah.
Just, you know, rather you.
How much
time has passed too, I wonder.
See, that was something I kept, because I was watching a few things and people kept pointing to that video where you see Ant-Man at the door and they kept pointing to the time or whatever, and it was kinda like, you know, it said like 1990 something, but you know, Black Widow was like, no, that's at the front door. That's right now. That's right now. Right, so it's kind of like, why do they keep pointing to theoretically people are pointing to this? I don't know if it's a time or the file name is like, this is file number 1992 or 1997 or something like that. So I don't know if that's a big deal. That may just be people just spitballing, but
yeah.
So we'll see what happens there.
So I guess like Doctor Strange could have went into the future knowing that they died, he got with Captain America, whoever else was alive, telling them, hey, we got to go back in time. I don't know.
You could have Doctor Strange show up at any point during this movie.
Yeah.
To tell someone something important.
Yeah.
Before he goes back to die.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
I don't know. I hope it doesn't get too time traveled.
That's what my concern is.
And I don't think it will. I really don't.
Yeah.
I think it would do more quantum.
More quantum stuff?
Yeah. There's a reason they had to keep Ant-Man alive. But I feel like there's a reason they had to keep Hawkeye alive, too.
It seems like there is. Seems like they should have a reason to do that.
To bring the original Avengers back.
Right.
That's true.
Yeah.
One last hurrah.
Who dies?
I don't know. I can see Captain America maybe possibly going back in time to stay with Peggy.
Yeah, to cop out.
Maybe. You know, and then that's how he bows out.
I don't like that ending.
Yeah. But then they could always
bring that changes back, that changes the
past. The past. That's true. That is true. So that might not happen.
Right.
That might not happen. I could see him going out like fighting, you know, making the ultimate sacrifice type thing. I know people talked about Tony Stark doing that, but I think he at this point it almost seems like that's almost too obvious.
Yeah. Well, I think that they're both the obvious need to die.
Yeah, yeah.
And they can only do it for so long, right? That's the disadvantage. There's a lot of advantages to Marvel movies, but the disadvantages is that
these people age. Yeah, yeah.
Black Widow.
She's supposed to get her own movie, though. But although the movies could be set in the past.
Yeah.
So, I mean, to me, it would kind of make sense, like age-wise, like you're saying, these people are aging, that Robert Downey Jr. kind of bows out and, you know.
Becomes a voice.
Becomes a voice, yeah, yeah.
And maybe that may help usher in Ironheart.
Yeah. Well, she did steal one movie, so. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. So many theories.
Yeah.
We'll see what
I can't. I'm glad that they moved the movie up. So we have less time to wait now.
Yeah. How about you, Shazam? Is not happy they moved the movie up.
They're probably not. Although, you know, that's not going to change my. I'm still going to go see Shazam. It's just.
Sure, but I mean.
You know, it's not going to perform.
I'm sure they would like a couple more weeks of.
Yeah. Shazam by itself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shazam being the only superhero movie before.
The juggernaut comes in and slaps them down.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right, Avengers Endgame.
Yep.
Right?
Yep, Avengers Endgame.
All right, and then we've seen, James Gunn has, you know, been busy.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, we thought, you know.
When he's not apologizing for tweets from 10 years ago.
Right, right, exactly, yeah. Exactly. So, Brightburn.
That looks amazing, and I'm wondering why no one's ever thought of this idea before.
I think there's been kind of thoughts of this, but not this way.
They've not done a horror movie. They've not done Superman's origin as a horror movie.
Right.
But I would say a similar idea happened in
Rising Stars. That's the one thing that kind of popped in my head.
Squadron Supreme.
As well. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Rising Star, yeah.
Where he did in the newer version, which I think was just called, what was it called? Supreme, maybe.
Yeah.
It's still called Squadron Supreme because there was an image Supreme.
Where they showed, but I mean, it was different. It was not this. There was no Ma and Pa Kent for more than 4 seconds because after that point, the government came and took him away. And then they faked his parents and stuff like that. But
this, like, the play by play, like everything that's part of Superman's origin.
Yeah.
But like twisted to make it horrifying.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome. Yeah. It is pretty awesome.
It is. And probably more realistic.
Yes, that is very true.
So it probably brings up the whole the whole theory of nurture or
nature.
Oh, yeah.
Current theory is it's mostly nature. Nurture plays a role, but a much smaller role.
Yeah.
Which is why twins are always the same when they're separated by different families. And
yeah, they still have like similar habits, similar likes, dislikes.
Temperaments.
Yeah.
Favorite foods.
Yeah.
It looks good.
Yeah.
It does look good. It's good to see that James Gunn is still working.
Yeah.
But that's happening.
I mean, he's executive producer, so he doesn't really have to do a whole lot.
Oh, is that what his role is in it? Oh, yeah. Okay.
So here you go. I just put my name on it. You get the money.
I don't know.
I'm going to do some research.
We'll do some quick research.
Discuss amongst yourself.
Yes. How soon is that supposed to come out? That's supposed to come out
pretty soon, right? Memorial Day, right? Yeah.
So we're not too long to wait for
though.
So many good shows. I guess while we're waiting, the Sabrina.
Okay.
There's a Christmas special.
So what was that all about?
That it's pretty interesting. They go with the whole Hail Satan. Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie. I have not watched a single bit of it, but. There is a guy at work, an interesting fella,
yes.
Who every time he sees me, because he has watched this and enjoyed it a little bit, he will very quietly go, "Hail Satan."
So it's a very, very good reason why that is constantly like in the show.
Wow.
And there's some references to with the whole Christmas thing that, you know, they there's a lot of traditional Christmas things and mm-hmm. it's a Christmas special,
right?
After all. But yeah, no, Satan still definitely is in it. So, and yeah.
I wonder if they're gonna have like an Easter special too when it comes around.
I don't know.
Because it's kinda that's like the worst day.
Yeah. Maybe they'll call it Satan's Day.
Yeah, that's the best and worst day of his life.
Yeah.
So, writers.
Oh, yes. Writers of Brightburn.
Yes.
Yes.
Not saying nepotism is playing a part, but written by Brian Gunn and Mark Gunn.
Oh.
Run from the gun.
Sons of Gunn.
Known for writing credits on... what was the name of it? Journey to the Mysterious Island, featuring The Rock.
Oh, yes.
Oh!
Which, I actually like the Brandon Fraser first one.
That's Journey.
Is it
the same thing?
Yeah.
Is it?
It's the same. He had the kid from the first one. He was in the second one, and The Rock took the place of Brandon Fraser. And the kid was complaining all the time, "My uncle this, my uncle that." And I think he like married.
He's not playing the same character though, right?
Ooh, The Rock?
The Rock?
No. Oh, okay. He's playing like, I think, the kid's stepdad.
I was like, he's playing a transition.
I would like to see him go back and play all of Brandon Fraser. Yeah, right. Casino Man.
What if he did Scorpion King?
The Rock everywhere.
Yeah.
But
CGI Rock in that was
terrible.
That was the worst CGI I've ever seen in the movie.
Yeah, it was so terrible. Bad.
Yeah, that was. I mean, no exaggeration. Yeah. I can't ever remember a time where I was thrust out of a movie any harder by the terrible
immediately as soon as
I was like, "Oh, this is bad."
It should have just kept
Species
them.
Was close second.
Species two. I'll give you Species two.
No, give me Species one. It was at the end when they were in the cave.
At that point
it was like, oh really? Looks more like you just
This is like Lawnmower Man.
Oh man.
The Lawnmower Man. Saw that in the theater.
Yeah. I didn't see that in the theater, but
you're lucky.
Not better in the theater, I take it. Have you seen those effects?
I didn't hate it.
I remember kind of enjoying the movie, but I'm sure the effects didn't age well.
No, like, not at all.
not
at all.
It's like that. What's that?
Max Headroom.
Max Headroom, yeah. But that was only partially, I've just read this recently, only partially computer graphics.
Oh.
Yeah, it was more or less.
It was a dude in the rubber. It was Matt Frewer.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it was really his.
Yeah, but I always thought that it was like him, and then they can stand, then they kind of computerized his face. But then it was more or less that they kind of painted him that way, and then they just kind of did
glitched the
traditional kind of effects to kind of give it a computer type of look and feel, which kind of disappointed me because I always thought it was like more.
Oh man, I just had a flashback. Do you remember a television show that starred Desi Arnaz Jr. where he like was like a computer person, and he had a cursor that followed him around.
Oh my gosh. Turbo Man.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I'm sorry. I just had this flashback. I don't know. My Matt's bedroom just made me think of this.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I love that show.
I did too.
Oh, but speaking of effects that I'm sure probably did not set up.
Yeah.
Or hold up.
Because it was like a blinking cursor and it was kind of, Oh, man.
I don't know what happened or did he fight crime?
I think he fought crime.
He was a
some weird detective guy.
Turbo Man.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was Turbo Man because it was one of the ones. Because there's two shows that came out right around that same time. Turbo Man, I think, was the longer lasting one. But there was another one called Steel Collar Man.
No, never heard of
it. And it's digging deep for me even bringing that up. But it's
when I search Turbo Man, it gets me the toy from Jingle All the Way.
Oh yeah.
My dad's Turbo Man.
As we're researching,
yes, the exciting world of. Podcast.
I want it. Yeah.
I swear it was Desi Arnaz Jr.
I do totally remember this.
Auto Man.
That's what it is. It is Auto Man. Without a doubt, it's Auto Man.
It is Auto Man.
Yep.
Oh, wow. Nope. Never heard of it.
Yeah, it is so 80s.
I heard of the Fall Guy.
It's like I'm not the type to kiss and tell. But I haven't seen with Farrah, which was ironic because he was like married to Farrah Fawcett, wasn't he? In real life?
I think so.
Yeah. And see, then there's the Steel Collar Man.
Yeah. Which is
just also.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Nope. Auto Man.
Yep, there it is. Oh my gosh, it's amazing. Like, they took everything that they did with Tron, they try to make into a TV show. And
wow,
let me give you the Wikipedia plot synopsis on this.
Okay, it is Auto Man, right?
It is Auto Man. Yes, right. Yes.
Auto Man, the automatic man, follows the adventures of a police officer and computer programmer.
Because that. Is a common
yes.
thing.
Named Walter. We'll just say Walter because I don't know how you pronounce the last name. Who has created an artificially intelligent crime-fighting program that generated a hologram able to leave the computer world at night and fight crime.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
While in the real world, Auto Man posed as a government agent by the name of Auto J. Man. This was a secret to all except Walter's close associate, Roxanne Caldwell. He can merge with Auto Man to become one being, sharing consciousness and skills while retaining Auto Man's invulnerability. Cursor was his sidekick, a floating, shifting polyhedron which could draw and generate physical objects as needed.
Yeah, like cars and stuff.
The most common forms taken were a car, the auto car, an airplane, and a helicopter, all of which could defy the laws of physics.
That sounds terrible.
Oh, but when you were...
Yeah, that was the most amazing thing ever.
What year was this?
Oh, that's... Man.
1983 and 1984.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it was fantastic.
Yeah.
I think I was watching Knight Rider.
Oh, I watched Knight Rider, too.
Yeah. That was on the watch list, though.
Yeah. I didn't run into that one.
It was created by Glenn A. Larson.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Like half of my childhood.
Right.
Wow.
It makes me think of Manimal, too. Remember Manimal?
Yeah, I remember Manimal.
Holy crap, Glenn Larson. Battlestar Galactica, Buck Rogers in the 25th Century.
I love Buck
Rogers. Quincy, yeah. The Hardy Boys, Nancy Drew Mysteries, yes. EJ and the Bear, The Fall Guy.
Oh, I love The Fall Guy.
Magnum P.I. and Knight Rider.
You see?
Man,
love The Fall Guy.
All the best shows from the 80s.
He created them.
Yeah, that is. How much money has he got to make from all that? That's got to be some crazy royalties, right?
I don't know. He's dead now.
Yeah.
Died 4 years ago.
Money can't do everything.
No, stunt man. Mate, wow. You should look so fine.
Man, that is... Man.
All right.
That's it. Yeah.
So Brightburn.
So, yes. Yeah. That's... That's good.
That's going to be interesting.
Hopefully, maybe as good as Automan. Or better.
Let's not speak too soon.
Yeah.
Unless he opens up that ship and out pops Cursor.
Yeah. You know, they should reboot Automan.
Yeah, seriously. Almost.
I
need a 2-hour block. One, Automan. Second half, Manimal.
Right. And that would be... the greatest block of television ever.
Oh, man.
No. The 80s was a special time.
It was.
On television. It was. Some people feel that television hit its peak with The Wire or Breaking Bad.
No.
Automan.
Yes.
It's all been downhill since then.
It has. Because when's the last time you had a crime-fighting hologram on TV?
Well, I can technically Quantum Leap.
Oh, well, man. Okay. Sam.
He was kind of lecherous, though, so he might have been a crime-committing hologram.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Yeah, that was a good show. But how about the ending? He never found his way back home.
That's sad.
That is just the worst... They should just make another like 2-hour or like, special or something just to kind of clean that up because that's like,
dude,
wow. He never found his way back home.
Yeah, because then they like write it like
yeah, it was just text at the last episode.
Wasn't it canceled suddenly?
It was, I think.
I don't know. It was necessary. Yeah. I think they designed that episode to be a last episode if it had to be.
Yeah, I think it was something like that too. I think you're right.
So I guess he lived forever.
Yeah. Trapped reliving other people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
There's worse things that could happen.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Wonder what happens if he died. If what would happen if the body he was in died? Would he die?
Yes.
Because that'd be awesome. Yeah. That'd be terrible if he like jumped into...
Like purposely killed himself.
Well, like you jump into somebody who right before they get into a car accident. I mean, that's...
Oh, yeah, that would be... Yeah. Yeah. That's plausible, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or you just couldn't take it anymore. Can't stand leaping.
That show raised some weird questions, though.
Yeah.
Like, because he'd show up in anybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, to us, he looked like him. But to everybody else, he looked like something else. But... Just weird anatomy questions I have.
Yeah. Yeah, how those things worked.
Yeah.
I guess, yeah.
I think it's like more of his conscience was...
So, yeah, but... Like... He maintained himself. So, let's say, for example... So, what did he do when he was, like... In a housewife's body? Like... For the next eternity that he was jumping from person to person.
Mm.
Like there's a lot of things that could happen.
Yeah. I see where you're going with this.
That might be uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Maybe it would be very comfortable. I don't know.
Yeah. Maybe he just gets used to that.
I don't know if Samuel Beckett's inner thinking.
Exactly. Interesting.
Am I the only person who's ever thought of this?
I don't think so.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
No.
You may have been the only person that spoke it out loud, though.
Perhaps.
I think I always just assumed that was just his.
Well, yeah. I assume that is just a, you know, so you'd have the same actor playing the role week to week.
Yeah.
for the audience purposes. However, I know there's lots of people I wouldn't want to jump into.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking, what if he did? what if he did jump in like Adolf Hitler?
What do I do?
Let's free all the Jews.
Immediately they'd be like, no, Sam, we can't change history this much. You know,
you have to give the order.
This is the way history is supposed to be.
Why would you put me in here then? Why would I do that?
Do you ever read that internet thing about the time travelers? Mm-hmm. It's a well-known thing that was published, I think, first on the internet, and it's about time travelers. And it's like journals at a time travelers blog. It was like, well, boys, I did it. I jumped back in time and I killed Hitler as a baby. And then the next one will be I went back in time and corrected. We all know that if Hitler wouldn't have been born and this wouldn't have happened and this wouldn't happen, it would have been weird future event that had to have, whatever. And then it's just a constant thing of everybody's first jump back is to go kill Hitler. And it's a nonstop thing of,
I had to go back and
fixtures in time, like Doctor Who said, fixtures in time.
That's right. Yeah. Certain events you can't change. Alter.
Gosh, that would be the darkest Quantum Leap episode ever.
right. Oh man.
Even if you didn't go that big in terms of the awfulness, but you jumped into John Wayne Gacy or something.
What do I do?
I don't want to dress up like the clown. Oh, you got to.
That's part of it.
That's part of it. Go by the lie, Sam.
But make sure you have a nice, you establish your relationship with your long lost brother or something.
That's
the key
word. What? That's what you have to do.
That's what you have to do.
You still have to kill all those people,
right.
If you don't, brother,
if you don't make this right, your brother will go bankrupt later. Couldn't I save those 35 boys from ending up in the crawl space? No, build the crawl space.
You still have to do that.
Oh gosh!
Wow!
A quantum leap where everything you're trying to save is trivial, but you're doing the worst possible things.
Because, he always just took the commands from, what's his name, right?
Yeah, of what was supposed to happen.
This is what you have to do. And,
Twiggy was, trying to come up with the headlines and the answers of why he was there.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, they could really, that's how they should have ended the show. It's just some crazy over the top thing like that. The writers should and everybody should have just well, we're canceled. Right.
So we don't have to please anyone now.
Exactly. Let's make the most memorable episode
ever.
No one will ever be able to forget it.
He jumps into Jesus. You're supposed to run from it. You got to break out of jail.
When am I leaping? You don't want to kill me, pilot.
How much time do I have to
better spend? Yet, jump him into Judas.
Oh my God.
You got to kiss him.
You got to do this. Yeah. You know what's going to happen? The world needs saving. Souls needs saving. Why do I have to do this?
Yeah, I don't understand.
You kissed Paul. How are you going to make this right?
Oh, man. Christianity would never be the same.
I think you mean Pollyanity.
Pollyanity. There you go.
Mary Palmas.
Oh, yeah, Mary Palmas. Oh, let's man.
Put the Paul back in Palmas. I'm tired of your war on Palmas.
Oh, man. Oh, man. All right.
There you go. All right.
I hope you guys enjoyed it as much as I did.
Our bright burn and our special Christmas episode.
Palmas.
Pompous.
Pompous. That's right. Pompous. That's right. Happy Pompous.
Happy Pompous.
Yes, indeed. All right. I guess, you know.
It might be the strangest turn any of these ever.
We just created a whole different fan fiction than I think has ever been created before for Quantum Leap.
Yeah. Exactly.
So, yeah. All right.
Well, check us out on our web page, allmyissues.com. We're on the Twitter and at All My Issues on Facebook, All My Issues. And let us know what you think.
Yeah, let us know if you want us to elaborate more on our alternate ending for Quantum Leap.
And if the demand's there, we'll do ugly palmist sweaters.
Yeah, there you go. Right, exactly. I love it. All right. We'll catch you later.
Bye. Merry palmist.